back at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Chad Baker for WITY. And at this time, I'm talking with some folks with the Milford FFA chapter. I've got Haley Rikus, Jason Moore, Dylan Potter all with me. How are we doing, folks?
We're doing great today.
Really good.
Really good?
Pretty great, thank you.
Very good. Haley, let's start with you. Let's talk about your experience here.
Okay, so my name is Haley Rikus. I am this year's Milford FFA president, and so far as my second year, it has been great. I'm a senior this year, so I'm definitely soaking up these last few moments here at National Convention. Overall, the workshops have been great. I love meeting new people. I've definitely stepped out of my comfort zone this year and talking to people and interacting with different people from different states all over the world. And I could just say, if you are new to FFA, definitely branch out to your comfort zone, because you never know who people are until you talk to them. If they're a new face, just reach out to them, because their name is on the jacket, so you can talk to them. And I think it's just really great to be able to have this experience as an FFA member and for someone to experience it.
And with a couple hundred thousand folks coming through here, you're going to find no shortage of people to talk to.
No, you won't. You'll find anyone to talk to.
So let's talk about one thing. Just pinpoint one thing over the last couple of days that you have taken from this experience here this year that you're like, hey, we can implement this back in Milford. This would be great. I think it's something our chapter can do.
That's a good question. So I think with our workshops that we've been doing, I just got out of one and it was just like, how do you like see yourself in the future? So definitely just think to yourself, what do I want to do? And then apply that to life and go from there and like learn from that experience.
Very good. And what are you looking to do after school?
I'm looking to go to a community college around my area and then studying radiology or agriculture.
There's a lot of folks, I think, that start out in FFA that go into the medical field there, but it definitely helps you open up a little bit.
Yep. I've always seen myself working in the medical field, so I'm going to try it out. I really want to do something agriculture because I don't want to drop it after my senior year. I've definitely grown a great relationship with the FFA, and I don't want to just leave it behind. So I'm definitely going to be making that little pros and cons list everyone does, and I'm going to see like what I want to do in life.
You still got time, and remember, there's no mistakes.
Thank you.
Very good. Dylan, let's learn about you. Tell us about what you do in FFA and what you're into.
Really, with my chapter, I love doing everything FFA and just going to all the CDEs and meeting new people everywhere.
Very good. Any one particular CDE that you really enjoy or that you're really good at?
Actually, my favorite right now, we're practicing for it back home, food science.
Food science. What about that has attracted you?
It's pretty simple, just triangle tests and doing scents, aromas. It's really fun.
Very good. What year of school are you in? What are you looking forward to doing in the future?
I'm a junior, and I'm kind of hoping to go to the University of Illinois, maybe for like education or accounting.
Very good. So, of course, a good base here. Anything about the week here and the convention that you're taking that you enjoyed that you're looking to implement in your own life or even in the chapter back home?
Probably just like going out and meeting new people and saying hi to everyone possible, just being really out there, getting to know everyone.
Well, enjoy your time here. Let's swing over here to Jason. Tell us about your experience.
Yeah, so my experience in FFA has been amazing over these past 3 years from meeting new people, and especially here. Me and Dylan and one of our other officers, Sophie, are taking on the challenge to try to meet someone from every single state and territory. We currently have 51 of them racked up from Alabama to Puerto Rico. We're still missing that last one of the Virgin Islands.
So you've checked it off just kind of like playing the license plate game on the interstate, right?
Pretty much, yeah. You go over to them, have them sign it, took a picture with them.
So you've gotten 51. You're just waiting on the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, 51 states and territories we have gotten pictures with and gotten them the signer paper.
Very nice. That's a challenge in and of itself because you have to really pay close attention with everybody pretty much dressed the same.
Oh, yes, it is definitely. You have to very much go out of your way to meet these people. And that's what I like about it mainly, because it makes me kind of get out of my comfort zone and go meet more people I would have never have talked to if I wasn't here.
Jason, I get the feeling you're a high achiever. Is that right?
Yeah, I've been called that from time to time.
Very good. So what are you looking to do after your high school career? Is there a particular field you're looking to go into?
So after high school, I'm hoping to go to the University of Illinois to pursue agriculture education.
Very nice. So going to take after Mr. Payne over here, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Is there one aspect other than the, you know, making sure that you meet somebody from every state here that you're going to be taking away from the FFA convention, either personally or for your chapter?
Definitely personally is, again, Haley talked about this. We just came from an amazing workshop that was all about, you know, building a resume and how to answer interview questions, which funnily we come and do this right after. So it's definitely how to get through that interview process much more efficiently and better. I think I'm going to implement into my own life personally.
Well, you've definitely got a good start here, so we'll see if we can line up some other interviews for you. Well, I appreciate all your time staying with us here. Any other things that you want to talk a little bit about your chapter back home, anything that you guys are doing currently that as a chapter that you want folks to know about?
So currently we are studying for food science, as Dylan said. That'll be next Wednesday, November 5th, and we're going to be doing that with our section and competing. So far we've been studying really well, and we've been doing pretty good at it. A few weeks ago, our chapter participated in ag sales, and we went to districts, and we got sixth place in that, so that was really great, and I loved being able to do that with my team. We're planning for our auction coming up. It'll be February, the first Saturday, so we're getting ready for all of that. And then we had our FFA hog roast for homecoming, and that went really well. But other than that, we're just working all together, getting all of our new green hands welcomed into our chapter and making them feel comfortable in the FFA and branching out and trying new things.
That is incredibly busy. How many chapter members do you have?
We have about 45.
45, and you guys are doing all that. That's just amazing. And, of course, looking to grow all the time.
Yes, of course.
So you're looking for those younger kids, those kids that are in junior high right now. That's an all call for them, right?
We're looking for them to do great things, and I believe that they will.
Absolutely. Haley Rikus, Dylan Potter, Jason Moore with Milford FFA. Thanks for spending time with us here at the convention. Have a great rest of your week and enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for having us.
From the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, we'll have more coming up on WITY. I'm Chad Baker.